35-foot dome going there.
Or not knowing, or what my question is there someone in the city already that knows that has heard of this?
35-story, what?
35-story, I'm sorry.
Not 35.
But well, my question is, does anyone here know that whether or not anyone in the city council or Chamber of Commerce or anything like that has heard any word of it?
Well, yesterday, the chamber guy is also the head of the economic development. So he was aware that they're looking at a moving group and that to get back to the council to describe the circular.
Did he say?
He didn't say it's just a term dome. I mean, he didn't turn a huge dome, but he has seen the plan.
It's a spot.
I have to tell you this. You ones new into this town don't understand. It is a very little town. As a matter of fact, Lorena is on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. You ones are dreaming if you think it isn't around, and they think you're crazy. And if you come in like separate individual promoters, you're going to get shot down because the ones who already know it's planned from here and don't know you are going to stop you. And I sound like a wet blanket. Don't this, don't that, don't the other. I don't mean to be that way, but I'm not going to let it get out of hand either. This is why ones have been discouraged from coming to this place at all. Because out of order, and right now about all that is in order, is to begin quietly, maybe, to function in the community, but simply to write proposals and get some money so that we can afford to do something when the time is right.
I see the book.
And you, I heard you first.
Getting back to the proposals, I don't think what I've seen so far is that anything done in a proposal for the infrastructure for putting up these buildings and yet buildings that there's proposals to put up buildings. Is that right?
Well, in our proposals, no, because that is the landowner's problem, and that's what they're dealing with
well,
right now.
If they aren't getting it, no, we can't do anything. Ours is considered, the first thing has to come first. You can't do anything with buildings without infrastructure in place.
Very interesting. Now
and
we're going to talk
about the infrastructure should, I see that the proposal has to work with someone who's doing it to make sure this is done. It's priority.
Well, it's getting done, and they're ones working with it that are getting it done. However, you notice a marked absence of a belief in the fact that it will be. And therefore, they don't want, because they can't afford to, go and change all of the directions engineering-wise. They go off half-idiocy, run about and get engineers out and pay a tremendous amount of money to misstructure your infrastructure. Now they're going to work. And Larry, praise your father. We'll hold Josephine's hand and keep it somewhere in tow because he is a contractor. He knows what he's doing. And they are going off like idiots and chickens, running to the county, running to the city fathers. They don't believe enough that there is going to be an Anderson's peace soon. And you ones are terrified you'll run out of time. And you don't have anything to do to pay for it. And I, at some point, will get across to you, it is the Father's plan. Do you not think he will see it through? You don't have to push and push and push and push. They are going to have to come into their knowledge that they cannot do it the way they are doing it. And if we have to film this entire Sipapu in southeastern Utah, we will do so. That is number one. It would be very nice if we could have that structure, but if we need to use Mr. Redfern Studios in Provo, Utah, we will do so. The moment that picture is funded, everybody will be in the game again. Yes.
Alan had a good point about community involvement in terms of finding out information about the sewer and that sort of thing. Yet my concern is what you said, that it's very important in a town this size to remain anonymous. So it's a delicate balance.
Oh, but you don't have to. There will come a day, Norma and Oberly would be the town father and mother, probably, because there's no way to be that way.
I'm just making.
No, we're property owners.
Yeah, other things, more important things in the city, is that I would like to steer the conversation back to priorities, because I know Randy and Bob are concerned about spending our proposal waiting up now constructively. And if we're off in left field, which I guess we are a little bit, or not a little bit, then let's get back on track. And what you're saying, or what I hear you saying, is the water canyon property is important, yes. The Exodorian is important, yes. The need for greenhouse is important, yes. The sewer is important, yes. What areas should we thus be concentrating on now, specifically? And I know you don't want to give me the answer, but I'm asking you specifically.
It isn't that I don't want to give you the answers. I have given the answer so many times, I'm turning like Jermaine Purple. You have to have a place. The Asadorian property must be proposed.
Okay, you also just said not for us to get in it because EJ is talking to
That's
people.
Right.
So
that does not mean you can't start a proposal, son. You're going to have the same write-up for every proposal you send in. Why this place? Why it is feasible? Why would a training track be feasible in this town? All things can be worked on assumptions. And finally, the facts plugged in to the computer.
That's what the process of the land is for. It was to work on assumptions and the fact to be plugged in if we need a piece of the property.
I get a picture of running helter-skelter, I'm sorry. Perhaps my perception is incorrect.
I've sat over here and listened to you folks talk about proposals for houses and other things, big developments, but nobody's ever considered the fact that we've got to have a large sewage system which has to be in place before we can even start running this stuff into it. Every development I've ever known, you always have to have sewage connections. And we, for some reason or other, are shying away from this. We can't even get the city fathers to think big enough for us. We need a tremendous sewage system for what we're proposing here. We're probably going to have a city here of 100,000 at least, maybe 500,000 in 20 years. And it takes 5 or 10 years to design and build a big sewage system. We need to do these things. Now, I don't know how we're going to motivate these people to do it. We might use Parsons or someone else to do this, but that would be tipping our hand too soon, maybe. But somehow we have to have a system that's going to integrate and fit together. Now, when they built one in San Diego, they put... I think they spent $30 million and they put sewer pipes all over the countryside there, miles and miles, 50 miles one way and 30 miles the other way. And it took 3 or 4 years before they even approved it. Now, if we're going to go with a big development, land development, eventually, work it up to it, we've got to be thinking big, not small. I don't know how to get started. Should we be developing proposals on it? We've got to be thinking big, not small. I don't know how to get started. Should we be developing proposals on the sewage system? It's premature now. I don't know how we're going to get the city fathers to go along with this kind of thinking.
Well, the slightly off track to what you just said. You had mentioned the other day, Randall, that we should try and put together a proposal that's so big on land that we lump all the properties together at once, get funding come on, and just secure the properties. So we're
why do you think Otto would fund such mammoth things? He has always wanted to keep them small.
From about $8,000 to $10,000.
$10 million a ton.
It's the same as they did out in Colorado, the one he just approved, it's in process now. I was using that as a great breakdown. But when I ran the numbers with EJ on this particular property and a couple others, it doesn't take much to get to $8 million.
How are you going to pay all this back?
They're five-year bonds. And I was under the impression we would be building APT houses and putting in commercial buildings on some of this property over a period of 5 years. Plus the city bonds for putting in the sewer, sidewalks, and things would assist in the repayment of that loan back to that same thing.
Gosh, the same.
Now, where would you put this sewer system? You see, you have to have one that you can add to it and grow. You have to have these sludge ponds and all this other stuff, treatment ponds. And I don't know whether we've got a good spot that would drain into, short of the big cement plant down there. I don't know. It cost a fortune to put the pipes in for it.
Yes, it will. And it needs to go all the way to Mojave and pass into the desert.
Let it sink into the desert?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give you your engineering. If you blunder, I'll stop you. You're blundering now, and I'm stopping you. I didn't promise you that was working. I said it would be harder than head.
It's a tough job, I realize.
Yes, it is.
But we've got to think big enough so that we can go in with a small deal and let it expand into the grow into the large operation of sewage.
But then you have a problem. You've got to think big. You've got to work small to get past the city college. But you can't think small of the sewer, or you're piecemealing that all the time. And once you think big on the sewer bed, which has to go through counties and city and everything, then you tip your hand. And we're not supposed to tip our hand, is the way I've got it.
Yes, it is, and you're sitting without funding.
Couldn't we have a master plan that kind of just allows it to,
let me put it this way,
grow into that?
Who in the right mind would even think of an extending the sewer to Mojave unless on a small project? And if you're going to take Mojave on the sewer project, right off the bat you're savings, okay? And you've got to tip your hand if you want the rent to put it in.
You don't have to tip your hand. All you have to do is tell somebody to go get the plans for Canyon Country. That place was the most desolate place 7 years ago.
That doesn't want to. I don't think you...
Well, I'm talking about to go to the city planners or anything.
How
you talk a huge sewer system.
How are you going to justify it without...
Well, you've got to make plans for a sewer system or you're going to do it piecemeal. And you don't want to do piecemeal because...
You already do it.
So where, when you're gonna have to tip your hand someplace to let them to get permits to build that system on the sewer, and that system, sewer system, to me has to come first, unless you're gonna piecemeal it all the time.
I don't get that impression. I watched what they did in Canyon Country. I don't know if anybody here knows where Canyon Country other than
these
two.
Yeah, I know where Canyon Country is, but I don't know what they exactly how they.
They did nothing. They speculated that. City would grow to the size of Taft.
We're talking about a sewer system.
I understand.
You piecemeal it?
No, but if you would listen to what I'm telling you, Canyon Country grew so fast, developers never looked at any of that stuff. They never looked at sewage systems. They never looked at the water supply. They overbuilt so badly they don't have the water to surprise the people of Canyon Country because it grew so fast. Any city planner, if you went in there with a big plan and said, just look what you did here, and you don't think this community has the potential of growth, that all they have to do is look at back at the last year's records of growth. You don't have to tip your hand and say, we have intentions of making this place grow by tenfold in 2 years. Society itself will show, or not society, I'm sorry, not society, the book, yeah, statistics, will show that itself. I don't think you have to tip your hand. And if they're that ignorant, then you will have to be so.
Almost double in 10 years.
With Tehachapi?
The county.
Well, Kern County.
Green County.
Yeah, that was just projections.
Tehachapi is going to have a lot greater growth than that in 10 years.
Absolutely. But now let us talk about what is. What do we have to work with? What is? We have no money. Government Oberly may get some money. You don't have any money, even up front, to keep Otto or the Panamanians. So let's talk about what is. You have approved by Gary Moody, Terra Block, and ABT. And he will begin to fund those as soon as he can. As a matter of fact, he's going to be aggravated his head when he finds out that they've been submitted everywhere else. Why are you sweating that? Otto has an unlimited supply of money. Now, does Otto want to do business or does Otto want to play games with you? You act as if you're at his mercy. He is at your mercy. You don't have to give him any business. It would help if we had more funds with which to work. But you're headed for trouble. And I agree. Every project you have, you send to everyone. Let's see what they will offer you to have your business. And the more they have sitting on your desk from this area, the more attention they're going to pay to you. But they cannot give up without threatening you. Who cares if Panama does not fund? Does anybody want to argue with me? I like a good debate.
I don't think it makes any difference because if we can get competition going elsewhere, Otto, without Panama, Panama will come around and start doing some of our business. You only have to pay them. You guys?
What do you suppose would happen if you called Mr. McConnell and said, I'm sorry, we're not going to go to Panama. We have a better deal. This is why you get everything to everyone. That does not mean you can accept funding from everyone or you're going to get into a legal mishmash. You can get funding from almost all if you have not overdone it to the point that you cannot at least go by some excuse of paying off one by the funding from another. The city has to come into its comfort. Number one, Jim Crawford does not believe there will be a piece of Anderson. That alone will overtax the sewer system. He thinks there may be a dome, but 35 stories high, brother, he has no concept. They are a little snowflake on one 8x11 piece of paper that he doesn't believe. Because he cannot believe in himself. He is overcharging for his property. He is frantic. He does not know what to do. He is in over his head and trying to take advantage of poor Joseph B. who is much more sophisticated than she would appear to you. Right now, it is tangled up in total greed. And I'm a mind not to let them have any part of it. I'm really a mind to go and build the first dome on John Noon's property. That's how irritated I am at watching those ones play their foolish, foolish games. Doesn't need to come to that. I told you in the beginning, harken back to the tapes. I told you from the time they walked through the door, you will have use of that land. It may just take a while. Whatever the Father needs will be brought unto you. You are frantic because you are in a lull here, where you do not have the wherewithal to even survive. Let us deal with that, and not magnificent plans of $100 million sewer systems. How do we get past now to there? That's the problem. Because you once have your back against the wall, whether it is good planning, poor planning, does not matter. That's where you are, and that's what we deal with. Because for those reasons, nothing will be sacrificed. Now, am I right or am I wrong? I will often tell you wrong. Somebody better respond.
It sounded great.
Yes, it's correct. Back servants to war. Every move we make, we get in deeper.
Frankly, I don't think we're in that bad of shape. I think we're in pretty good shape. And we're just getting a little back on track, that's all.
We've got to get some cash flow.
Yes, we have to have cash flow from somewhere.
Can't run forever on no gas in the tank. It's got to come somehow pretty soon.
These ones would have absolutely zero after the first of the year. I will tell you that now. Mr. Scharfenberger will close his park. There is not anything now. So what are we talking about? Let us talk about what we are and what we have. And then let us see if anybody is going to hear of me. This is where we are. John Jeffers is trying as hard as he can push. It is not easy to push a nation full of Japanese. It is even harder to push on bankers. For you see, what he is doing is no great miracle. He is simply making an effort to utilize product built by these ones for their own purposes to avoid the Federal Reserve. LCDs, DNPs, PDQs, and RSTs have been built to avoid those ones. Now, when one comes up with a very workable idea, it is pounced on like a piece of meat in a lion's den. So it requires great caution. There has been great insecurity in the open marketplaces until after the election to see who was going to prison and who was going to get to play for a little while longer. Well, some are going to get to play for a little while longer. You have several problems to think about. Our first obligation is to the Father for the story, to be followed on by information to mankind.
If you have a massive earthquake in the middle, so be it, you're through, go home. And you've done a good job. But if you're going to worry about it, whether or not you can get through, you're not trusting your Father very much. It will go just exactly as far as He chooses for it to go. So you may as well roll over and go with it. And stop paddling around in the eddies, trying to get back into the river so you can drown.
Well, now, come on, that's fine. We're not that far off track.
You're pretty far. Now, you youngsters have come because you have a great, great contribution to make. And you're eager. And I have said get proposals written. What else are you going to do? Somebody tell me what else you're going to do. What are you prepared to do in this town, in this particular environment, with the Father's plan, which is mine? I have it all laid out here, right in front of me. I do have scanners. Ha ha ha. And you don't.
That's an unfair advantage.
Unfair.
Yes, well, I never said it was fair. God is just, not fair. So if you ones have come and it's a little premature, you may have to suffer by writing proposals on assumptions. That's the way it is. And we can make do the way my scanners perceive it. Is that Jeffers will get it done. It will still be very scarce, the financial assistance, until Gary Moody can begin to fund. And then, oh yes, Otto will fund. That's where you should be putting the money. The first $25,000 really should be in his bank or on his desk, so that he knows you mean business. He has no other way. Don't kid yourself that he does not remember me. He knows exactly who I am. And greed will take care of the rest of his crew. Greed is a very negative thing, but it can only harm us if we allow it in our midst. And if you want, think that by going out and purchasing land at this point upon which to build houses, before you even have the money to consummate an arrangement with John Donahue, you are foolish. That is busy work. And Hatton has never been known for tact either. I warned everybody, if you go back and listen to the tapes, I warned everybody. I'm only patient in the beginning, and then I get nittier than a peacock. And yes, you're right. I have her tucked way aside because she cannot bear this kind of talk. But I have to have a speaker. I am keeping you up all night. You must know I'm almost ready to be there. I would like that satellite dish hooked up. I don't like being robbed of $1,400, I'll tell you that. But I need a satellite dish so I can get on your blasted television. I'm being hampered. Now let me tell you why that smoke alarm. Let me tell you why I will not let you disconnect that smoke alarm, and we will allow you a little rest in between. I did last night. We called it off. We have to come into a lower vibration pattern than that raucous, awful smoke alarm to even begin to get into your space in etheric form. Much less manifested. We're setting our toners and our scanners to that vibration. And it is hideous up here. It has everybody very cross. What do you perceive you need? Quite frankly, I would tell every one of you to go and get a job and relieve yourself of this responsibility for a few days. But I don't know where there are jobs in this town to be had. I don't know what you're willing to do or want to do. I can tell you until $25,000 goes into Otto's, or whatever he's charging, it's more, isn't it?
30, isn't it?
It's going to cost at least 30. The minute it's sitting in there, he will be comfortable and you'll be on your way. But you're going to have more on the other end. And there are going to be legal expenses. So you're not going to be able to function until some money begins to come from John Jeffers in one way or another, because I will consider Terry Moody a part of John Jeffers. And if that is handled incorrectly, it will blow him completely out of the water. He will want no part of it. Very, very tedious. I can only recommend that you write proposals as fast as you can in the time that you have. You have 2 months here to get them scattered all around before the new boss takes over and the next little perturbation starts in Washington. They would be very slight, really. But the ones coming in to the Congress have to flex their muscles, and they have to shift around a little bit. Why do you think they would want a nice little Mr. Quayle? He won't make riffles for anybody. He doesn't even have to be included, bless his heart.
I'm trying to talk the electors to have Bush not recommend them to vote him with them so they can get someone else to replace him. We're still trying to get him out.
Why do you suppose that's so important to them?
Because for some reason I thought he was mainly a puppet. I can't quite understand it myself. Because if he's a puppet, why do they? Unless they want someone else the other side can control a little better or something. I don't know.
Distractors. All that attention paid to zero importance. It keeps Mr. Bush alive, brothers. If you had anybody that could manage anything, Mr. Bush would be dead. Now that is negative input, but that is truth. The gray men will keep him alive, and they will keep enough distractors going. Your world's in a mess, you know that. That's why we're here. But if we blunder, we blow ourselves away. And I have no intention of that happening.
I have a question.
Please.
Otto, say we were to fund Otto. Would there be enough money come in here, so seed money that we could siphon off a little bit of whatever millions it is to go to Panama and other efforts, and then we essentially well recycle this and make it regenerate, and we have plenty of money to go with?
Yes. I will tell you why. Otto already has it and willing to do it. He is in Europe. But until somebody puts up some earnest money, he will not bring back cash. If he had $30,000 sitting in his office, he would bring you back $3 million. That was the request. And he can loan it against the real estate. And he will purchase a bond. So everybody is partially correct. Everybody is partially incorrect. It is the 3 million requested that is your savior. He will not do it until someone shows more earnest.
So we've got to dig up $30,000.
That's about it, yes.
Say we were to do this, do you think he'll pull another sneaky Pete on us and double the ante?
Oh, it's already twice that. So he's got to double it to 100,000. No.
They can also come out of it back and on a fence. Okay. Anything else?
Look, I'm trying to find out what it'll take to start things. Because I've dealt with these guys before, and boy, they really screw me. Screwed me. I put up $10,000 before you get through, it's 20. And then pretty soon they disappear into the woodwork and you can't find anything. Their tents are all gone in Panama.
That's why I would not, by any means, suggest money into Panama. They are not even talking about an upfront loan. You have several situations, John, and perhaps you have missed a little bit of conversation. The Otto has finally grown above the need to take crappy jobs, but he has had such a poor selection of projects. He sees it. His co-partners see it. They have a mortgage operation going now. They have a leasing operation going now. They need you. They want you. They are just pleading with you to give them something that they can grasp onto so they can legitimately give you what you need, which is the $3 million loan. You're going to have some cost of paperwork. The absolute minimum is just the intent of the $30,000. There may be another $10,000 in legal work. I cannot judge that.
But does that have to be paid up front, immediately? Do they estimate it and jack the $30,000 to $40,000? And we have to produce $40,000.
But you're talking two different subjects.
Okay.
Right. There's two pieces to it. We're saying that it appears that we had the $30,000 that we could arrange and finalize the $3 million without any additional money. But in order to, and that's the step to go further to the $33 million, for example, with ADT. That includes his fees. But in order to complete the paperwork for the $33 million, there is your legal, your partnership agreement that needs to be done here in the United States with an attorney, which is probably about another $10,000. Okay, and then you have your CPA work, which are your forecasted financials, which would probably use Jay here, and he would do a forecasted financials, whatever that fee would be. And then we have the printing of the package when it's done, after it's all legally done, according to the rules and regulations of the Securities Exchange Commission, 506D, and it's all registered. Those fees would be, but Otto won't charge any more fees than what he says on that piece of paper up front. He's not going to say, okay, thanks for the first 25, now you got to give me another 25.
That's why I'm asking questions here,
right?
Because sometimes you get in deeper than you think when you make the first step.
I believe if we had the $30,000, for example, placed into place, and he was to come up with the $3 million, we could use the $3 million to pay all the legal fees and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Off the back. So that.
But he isn't going to do anything without some earnestness on your part. All he has are proposals that you cannot fund.
What's backing the $3 million? That's the land.
Okay, that was my question. Is what real estate are we talking about?
It doesn't matter that you don't loan it. That is land that you will have to put your factories upon. We're talking.
You're assuming you were going to use the $3 million then to put it down on the land or something.
No.
No.
Yes. A small down payment.
Yeah, that's what I meant. To get
down payment was a part of the proposition that we offered to Josephine.
Well, you are all talking something, and when I say no, I doubt it.
What does the...
Because they're not going to get their act together in time to require any of that. And then when you get your funding, you go like gangbusters wherever there is a piece of land that will hold ABT or whatever. We are talking ABT and Terra Block. Let's not get off on the other subjects. We're not even talking Dome. You haven't even done a proposal for it. Let's not miss what we're about. In business language, talking with Otto and Ilana. Yes, they can know about all the rest. That makes them greedy. And they want a parcel, part of it. They have to have some excuse to get you going. They're going to be very generous as to what is required. Basically, earnest intent of allowing them to fund you brings the $3 million up front. They know you're going to use it to pay their fees. At least they certainly hope so. But they can't come out and put that on a piece of paper or on the telephone.
See, somebody coughs up the $30,000. What type of collateral do they get? Goodwill?
You have a proposal, I mean an offer from Otto, sedating the fact as soon as that paperwork goes through, then that's collateral in itself. We have two of those, actually.
No, wait. Nothing happens to the $30,000 immediately until you get the $3 million. And then whoever puts up $30,000 gets their $30,000 back. That's collateral. If you don't get your $3 million, you get your $30,000 back and tell it up theirs.
See, so nobody's ever said that $30,000 is just there in trust. That's what you're talking
about.
Well,
it isn't exactly in trust. But if they don't do the $3 million up front, it's understood. They better damn well not cash that check.
Is there a possibility to lose as an investor that $30,000?
Well, Precious, there's always possibility. If there were not possibilities, one would never make a decision.
What kind of a risk is it?
Well, I think that's what John's trying to find out. I mean, it's like, what's the risk factor?
I'm
going to
tell you again.
I don't think it will be a risk myself.
Let us talk about risk versus anything else. What are we about?
This plan isn't.
It's God's plan.
It's God's plan. It should be protected. Insured completely.
In God we trust.
God we trust.
That's so right. Right on that money. That
if I tell you it's coming back,
it'll come back.
No one believes me.
Don't say that.
Including Dorma. Oh, wait. You don't. Be cautious who answers.
Well, let me put it this way. If we didn't trust, would any of us be here sitting here right now?
Yes, absolutely.
We wouldn't.
You would be, or you wouldn't be.
If I thought this was a fake, I'd leave right now. It's not a fake, because I've had positive proof for a long period of time. I know that they can do these things and nothing is impossible.
Thank you. But the question was from Al, if we didn't believe, would any of us be sitting here now? And my answer is yes. Many will come. I'm not singling out, don't misunderstand. But I'm going to answer in generalities, the generalities of the question. For there are many who are not sitting in this room, who are of this group, waiting to see if anybody else trusts enough for them to put it all on the line. And they're holding back greatly. In fact, they will not come to our meetings waiting. So they don't have to make a decision. It is happening moment by moment of every of your days. That's why there are so few in this room. So yes, believe it. Many would come not believing and not trusting. And the proof of it is in what is happening. Jim Crawford sat right in this room in my presence and said, I